Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. We are that talk show that is made for men by men. Not even ladies want to miss it. We have good stuff for you, ladies. And we are the show that always addresses life, love, relationships, social challenges, and we always do it from a man's perspective, one that's rarely discussed in our great big United States of America. We always hear the ladies tell us what it means to be a man. Supposedly, men have learned about manhood from women. We're always told what we should and shouldn't be doing. Well, we are going to get into it tonight. What's going on, Imperator PJ? What's up? Good to see you guys in the house. I think most people are familiar with the gentleman and our topic. I usually don't like talking about people, but I kind of couldn't pass this one up. It was kind of one of those too good to be true. And what could be learned from it is incredible. And I'm sure there are lots of people out here in the world who have perspectives about this. Yeah, did you hear the latest about him, though? Running a racket. He's actually proved that he's running a racket. He finally proved it. Society. Okay. What's going on? Thanks for joining. If you haven't heard about Derrick Jackson, we're going to lay this out today. So smash that like button. Smash that thumbs up when you get in here. What's going on, Skip? Good to see you in the house. This is going to be a great conversation. Smash the like, share it. If you haven't seen my Cash App and PayPal, I've dropped the links. Your support is always appreciated. Thanks for joining the house here and on on YouTube and on Instagram. As you guys know, for about, I guess, a week and a half, I was out of commission. Neither Facebook or YouTube were allowing me to post anything. So I got shut down for a bit. But I'm back. They don't like me showing certain things. What's going on, country boy? Yeah, SW, man. We that's the question, right? And we're going to address that. Because it seems like no one really wants to have the conversation. And how deep are we going to go on this one? Because it's kind of an ugly subject to have. It's really kind of ugly. And we're going to get into it. We're going to address the ugliness of this. Yeah, he's been exposed. Yeah, good to see you in the house, Skip. Good evening. Hey, SW, he's exposed, like, exposed. Very exposed. Like, the writing is more than on the wall. I'm going to get into it. Hey, cuz, what's going on? I see you in the house. Thanks for checking me out. Not sure what just happened. Don't know what happened there, country boy. Oh, there you go. You're in. You're in, huh? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, Ted. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you looking all sharp and dapper, man. Check you out.
Oh, you know I'm going to say G'd up.
I see that. I see it. Straight out of Hollywood. I see a few people, Odette, we got a few people coming in. So this is a topic, it's kind of hot off the press. Hey, Skip, yeah, that's a good way to put it. But we're gonna use, Derrick Jackson he's basically splitting, he's parting the Red Sea. He's opening up the door to talk about something that doesn't get addressed deeply enough. And the word is exploitation. People who allow themselves to be exploited. And what kind of mindset do you have to have? So, and he's not the only one that's done the exploiting, but we actually have, we have proof for it now. Yeah, you know, you can, huh?
That's what I've been telling you. Yeah, I've been noticing him for a minute.
Okay.
He sounds like a simp.
Nah, he's worse than that, though. He's dirty.
He's two-faced.
He's done some dirt, man. Let's see if
the truth be told, man, that, you know, it's a few other dudes just like him that I've been noticing.
Yeah, you have Steve Harvey out there also.
Don't forget that Steve Boogie dude. Nah, he another character you need to check out too.
Let's see, how do I want to? Who do I want to,
as a whole, international tour, excuse me.
All right. So if you guys haven't heard the news, Derrick Jackson, the man who tells women whether that you're the prize and men should chase you, you're the one who's got it going on, single mother or not, doesn't matter how many children you have. The man who has convinced women that they are it no matter what, and men should step up and chase women and give them what they want. And he's presented himself as kind of the perfect man. And if you haven't heard, huh?
I said the hell he preached.
Just hear it out, because maybe you haven't heard what happened. So he's presented himself as the perfect man. He is the man, and he's the pinnacle of manhood. You know, physically fit. He speaks well. He speaks highly of women. He loves and adores and cherishes women. And he tells men how they should respect and see women. But somehow, the same man who is talking out of this side of his mouth, saying all these things, we find out on the other side of his mouth, he's got a side chick. And not only does he have a side chick, he's been laying his side chick down in the same bed he shares with his wife. So how the hell is that man going to tell other men how to deal with and how to cherish and love and adore a woman, and he's lying? So basically, he's been telling women exactly what they want to hear and raking in the dough, and women love him for that. The women have been telling us we should listen to Derrick because he knows what he's talking about. Yet he's laying another woman down in his bed. There's even rumors that he got her pregnant, which means he's having unprotected sex with a side chick and had her get an abortion. Derrick Jackson, infidelity, cheating. So what does this say about women? How many women are now going to say, hey, this guy lied to us? And we can go down a list of a whole bunch of other dudes who are just making money telling women exactly what they want to hear, and women flock to it. When you say, hey, ladies, these are some things that are unacceptable, and they turn around and say, well, Derek Jackson and Steve Harvey, they're telling us something else. We're going to listen to the men who make us feel good. And the whole time, those dudes are just playing them. They're just pimping them. And we have to deal with the disaster that these lies, the lies that these guys have told women. So how many women are going to realize that these men have just been lying and exploiting them, taking their money, making them feel good, running their asses to the bank, and the men who actually are trying to help them do the right things and have a better life, they're ignoring those men because, well, those men are saying things they don't want to hear. So the men who say what they want to hear are exploiting them. At what point do women learn that they can be so easily exploited? Because they have a greater interest in feeling good, and they have zero interest in doing what's good. So imagine, you only want to do what feels good. You only want to hear what feels good, and you have no interest in doing what is good. What's good for your life? What's good for a relationship? What's good for the world? Zero interest. What's up, Lando?
They make all good, decent dudes look bad.
Maybe not. Maybe. I mean, see.
By sending up that line to the old broad, they making it seem like all those ain't up to no good.
Well, that does is shine a light on these women's ability to know when they're being exploited. See, what that says something about intelligence. See, it also says something about, like I said, a woman who only cares about you making her feel good as opposed to a woman who wants to do good. They're two different women. So women who are easily exploited, do you even want them on your side? Do you want them on your team? Because anyone can exploit them. And Skip, you know, you were saying women do the, you know, the dollar bill and they keep the economy going. Well, the economy has grown many times. The economy has always been growing. It may have peaks and valleys, but it doesn't stop growing. And the thing that you really watch is that if you give money to a woman, she's going to go shop. You give money to a man, he's going to make sure his family is well taken care of and well educated. He's going to go out and create jobs. Now, you could say buying stuff creates jobs. But the man who creates an organization, he invests in new industry, and he drives innovation. He creates entirely new opportunities that didn't exist before. That's a different kind of responsibility when it comes to capital. When a man is given capital, he makes sure his wife and his children are taken care of. Women are not doing, they don't want that responsibility. They love shopping. 77% of consumer purchases are made by women. So on the one hand, you could say it's good for the economy, except women were shopping when they didn't have a job and they had a husband. So that hasn't stopped. They've just been talked into believing they have to have 200 pairs of shoes. And I bet if you were to look at women today and go back 40 years ago and see how many women had 200 pairs of shoes. Yeah, PJ, he made his money. Does he care now? Well, he's apparently been seeing his side chick for several years. I think the rumors are saying 4 years. I think she got pregnant several years ago. Made her have an abortion. That's irresponsible by itself. Getting your side chick pregnant. Come on, man. See, I don't hate Derrick Jackson. What I want to look at is, what is this telling us about how easy women can be exploited? See, that's dangerous. Steve Harvey can say, hey, you need to think like a man. And these women just follow the next fad. Whoever says anything that they think is going to be in their best interest, instead of them actually being able to look at what is in their best interest. This is very dangerous.
Extremely dangerous. I repulsed the whole idea of what's going on with the Derrick Jackson situation right now.
Hey, Skip, but yeah, exactly. It is repulsive. Yep. Hey, Skip, see, this is the problem. What percentage of women are easily exploitable? See, this is where the real problem is. And if you're a woman can be easily exploited, how are you going to be attractive to a man who's of any quality, a man of any intelligence? And why would any man want to raise children with a woman who can be easily exploited?
All you need to ask the question is,
what's that?
Why would we want to be stepdaddies to that woman having them outside kids?
Oh, man, we don't even have to go that far, man. We're just, that's just more proof of them being exploited, that's all. Yeah, SW, exactly. Like gullible, right? They get played. Everyone's telling them they're the prize. Just open that prize up for me and let me get in there. See, there's another problem, right? So no one's thinking for themselves. They're just following. So PJ, you saying they already knew it. It just felt good. See, that's what I'm talking about, right? So there's a difference between doing things just because it feels good and then doing what's good. And that's very dangerous. Do you really want to put capital in the hands of people who only understand to do things that feel good? Yeah, I get it, Imperator. The government backs them up. And Lando, that's a big problem if it's most women. And it's an even bigger problem that they don't realize it. That's, I think, the biggest problem, right? So we all remember the story of the king who was walking around. He went on a parade with no clothes on because some tailor conned his ass, conned everyone, told him, look at this suit. It's the best, the finest material, so fine that everyone else can see it except you. And he walked around, and it took a little kid to say, hey, he's got no clothes on. So for all the men who see what's going on and say, hey, ladies, you're walking around like a king with no clothes on, or the queen, whatever you want to call yourself. So now we don't have to say it. Derrick Jackson has actually put the proof out there for the public to see. But I also wonder, this is just another thought, Derrick Jackson has become obsolete. Kevin Samuels has been getting all the play. Is this a publicity stunt to get him back in the media? It's just a question. ASW, thank you for the super chat, man. Come on, player, we can't hate the game. Dudes better wake up and recognize that their broad will also fall for it.
Not mine, T. Mine don't belong for the street. That's the problem. Your wife's supposed to be straightening for you, not for the street.
Well, see.
That's the problem we face.
Well, maybe we have a bigger problem. Maybe we have a problem that no one wants to talk about. We're going to get into it.
Well, that's really what I'm glad me and you are in communication with each other.
Yeah, but we're gonna talk about an ugly one. Ugly problem. Let's see. Let me just check out. I have some good comments here. Yeah. And maybe we did that too long. Let them suffer the consequences. Because clearly they're not learning. Yeah, they like the sweet lie, right? So and that's the question. Do women prefer the man who lies to them? Hey, Gary, it is like taking candy from a baby. Yeah, if you just tell women, see, and women don't want you to say that. They start telling you about how educated and how many degrees they have. Well, I'm educated. You know, there's a difference between having an education and being educated.
Thank
you. Gary said women are children with breasts. Some of them have big breasts, man.
Some of them got fake breasts.
Yeah, but some of them have some big ones, and they are real. Hey, and SW, women want sex probably more than men, and that's what men need to understand. All you have to do is tell them what they want to hear. It's like this. It's almost like women were given a script from a movie to read in. Like their whole life is a fairy tale, a movie. And if you understand the script that they're reading, all you have to do is read the lines. You don't even have to think. You don't even have to be smart. You just read the lines that they expect to hear. You tell them what they want to hear, and they just open up. That's a problem. How do you build with anything with someone like that?
You don't. Get rid of
them. Right. Or sometimes you don't even acknowledge them. You hear them talk and that's in the, all right, you said enough. I'm done. Well, I don't know if we're criticizing as much as acknowledging it, right? So, and Lando, good, Adam and Eve, right? Eve was easily exploited. So maybe that was the real lesson and story for man himself to understand. And they talk about how the Greeks made women property and they couldn't make decisions and all that. Maybe the Greeks had it right and they told us something and we just ignored them and we're starting to find out why. But and so maybe it's their nature, maybe. But I can tell you, if you guys haven't read the book called The Hidden Persuader, you've heard me talk about it before. It's an older book. It was written around 1956. They talk about how they actually were able to get women to do things they didn't want to do. So let's say in December and before December, women said, no, we're not going to buy this product. So what did they do in the 1940s, early 50s? The ad agencies, advertising firms, they brought in psychologists, sociologists, they brought in anthropologists, and they hired them and said, help us figure out how to change the woman's mind. So the woman said no in December. These psychologists worked hard and did focus groups, and they figured out how to get a woman to go from saying no in December, and then in January, she not only said yes, she bought it and felt rewarded for buying it. All of a sudden, she had a different mind, and once they figured out that code, man, ad agencies, they basically have been exploiting women of all races. Some races seem to get exploited a little more than others. But the ad agencies, people who work in the ad agencies, and if they're honest, they will tell you they don't really care for what they see in there, because they see exactly how the exploitation works. So we could say it's a woman's nature. Right? What you have to understand is just mentally, the way a woman's brain works is that she's more worried, she has more fear and more worries, more anxiety about things than men do. So all they did was exploit that and just sort of tip, like they call it, a tipping point. They saw how to get her over the edge and turn her anxieties and worries into rewards. They just exploited it. Tell them what they want to hear. This is the thing that men have to learn. So if you're a father, if you're an uncle, you're a grandfather, these are things that you need to understand in educating the women in your life. Like if you are going to be in a relationship, you need to sit down with your woman and school her, because she's up against a world, especially in the U.S., that uses advertising to persuade her, but it's almost like it's stripping away what she was raised to be and rewarding her for something that she knows is wrong, except she's made to believe it's good for her. Sort of like Eve, right? Eve was told, don't eat this stuff. And she was persuaded to do otherwise because she thought she was going to get some tremendous gain out of it. Oh, hey, S1, the name of the book is The Hidden Persuader. Actually, I'll type it in here for you. And it's an older book, around 1951, it should be. That working. SW, congratulate Derek. So, on one hand, we could say thank you, Derek, because we've been telling women for a long time, look, don't listen to this guy. He's just telling you what you want to hear. So he just proved it. He just proved it.
He just got caught.
Yeah, what I'm saying is he proved that what we've been saying is he's lying to you. So he has now finally proved it. We couldn't prove it before. There were probably a lot of guys who followed him, but a lot of guys knew he was lying, but we couldn't prove it. Now we can prove it. So here's the other thing that probably a lot of guys don't want to hear. We all have mothers, man. And many of our mothers have been exploited also. So if your mother is easily exploited, how does she teach you to not be exploited? So SW, I'm going to say a woman's nature is like water. And whatever container holds her is what her nature will be. Her nature will take the form of whatever she's in. So let's look at look at the women in the Middle East. When the feminists go from the United States or Great Britain and they go into the Middle East and tell those women that you need to do this, you need to tell your men this, those Middle Eastern women will say, hey, we're not going against our men. Why? Because their men have created this very strict and firm container and said, this is the way it is. And they've been able to hold feminism off. When you go into another culture where men are being more liberal and they don't hold a very firm and tight container for women to take shape in, then the woman is like, and Bruce Lee said it best when he said, be like water. Water will take the form and shape of anything you put it in, or it's formless. It can just have no shape, and it can be anywhere, all over the place. It can be peaceful, or it can crash and forceful and destroy. And he said, be like water, my friend. And if you don't understand that a woman's nature is to be like water and you provide no container for her to be in, she's going to be all over the place. This is why you guys hear me talking about having very firm and strict boundaries. And see, even if you're not dating a woman, if you impose impose is a strong word, if you enforce boundaries and say, hey, this is the way you deal with me, and that's it. If every man did that, I mean, that's what the Greeks did. And that's one, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it's a great book. Like I said, written about 1956. Really good book. Hey, PJ, actually women do like the masculine man. They do that in quiet. See that, and part of the reason women are acting out so bad is because they're trying to force men, they're trying to force your hand to be masculine. They quietly and sneakily do like the masculine dude. They really do. Yeah, Imperator, right. And that's, you know, maybe we're going to have to go back to some form of arranged marriage or some resemblance of arranged marriages where you get your father, your uncles, your grandfather involved and he's able to spot, like you said, snake oil. Because women and your mother by themselves, oh, he's so handsome and he's so eloquent and he's such a gentleman and look at his car and he's got a great job and all those things, all those fancy things.
They look in their material, so you need to go by the character and the personality of that man, see?
Yeah.
It don't matter what he got, and particularly if he coming with I can't call it a dowry. Dowry for women, but if he coming into a relationship with a lot to offer to him, he shouldn't be succumbed to know anything out of a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a Monet or a Picasso, for example.
Okay.
That's a wise investment for somebody who had that kind of means, Steve.
Okay.
So if he putting stock into something like that, why would he sell it for something like a Jackie Lee or a bootleg item?
Well, sometimes he's just playing around with her, and she doesn't figure it out.
I agree. I can agree with it.
And that's what Derek Jackson has proved. He's just playing around in line, just telling you what you want to hear.
Well, I can't say this, but he just let these women see the difference between me and him.
Hey, Skip, yeah, a lot of pastors have lied to women, and that a lot of women are being exploited in the church, and we don't hear half of it, man. Yeah, Gary, definitely better vetting skills. But Skip, the problem, yes, women put their money, they put it back in sort of frivolously, right? Men understand, women put their money back into the economy in an irresponsible way. And so many things are being manufactured, outsourced elsewhere, that it's not creating as many jobs as we think they are. Men actually invest the capital to make sure their family are set up, and they also will set up businesses. Men will, see, if you put a bunch of men with capital, they're going to create something, maybe an entirely new industry. I mean, just look at social media. You know, we talk about how socially sophisticated women are and nurturing. Well, technically, they should have been the leads on all social media. Men led that. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of this stuff is being done by men. Men have taken capital and they've put it in a very responsible way. And look at the amount of jobs Facebook has created. I mean, even if you don't like Facebook, it created thousands of jobs. They've invested in other companies by buying them, you know, whether that's good or bad. Well, they've taken that capital and they've invested it, and there's been a return on that investment. There's been a benefit. There's been a net gain by society by creating jobs and these higher paying jobs at that. Same with YouTube and Google. See, that's the responsible way that men put capital to work. And women are not getting that. Women keep saying, well, you won't give us chances. Sure, you have chances. You're just going shopping with your money.
Oh, the chance.
Really, PJ, he said that men need to get women to work for them, and they flip. Interesting. That's very interesting. See, if all men understand that, see, if all men understand certain principles, but I'm gonna say this, and women can be offended if they want. Women don't embrace principles the same way men do. If men collectively would embrace certain principles and say, here are the guidelines, here's how you function and operate in society, and one of the things, principally speaking, is you work for me. So if I'm going to marry you, if I'm going to enter into a legal binding contract and you take my name, you now represent me in society. And this is how you conduct yourself when you represent me. You worked for me. If all men said that, the women who don't like it could always pack up and go create their own civilization somewhere else. There's nothing stopping them. In fact, for those women, hell, they've gotten all the training and development. They've acquired capital. It's like men have put training wheels on women. And if they really want to prove that they can do what men do, it's time to take the training wheels off and go. Just go. Go create your own civilization. For the ones that stay, men really, look, guys, these are conversations to be had with other men, with your brothers, with your cousins, with your uncles. These are the conversations to have. That men have to create principles. And I understand some men might get uncomfortable, like, hey, you know, you got to understand, you know, a woman is, that's her nature. She changes her mind. A woman's nature will conform to whatever container she's in. And if she's in a container that promotes anarchy and says, do whatever you want to do, she's going to be like water that's all over the place. This is on us.
That's what they used to call them back in the day. You remember?
They used to call them Lucy. Yeah. Hey, hold on. PJ, actually, I did a show on that. I don't think I was allowed to be on YouTube. Damn, I don't know if they let that show stay up on Instagram, but I did a show on that a few days ago, PJ, about it was a 6 o'clock curfew. See, and that's what ends up happening, right? So there's no container to support women in the nature. Their nature's like water, man. Just understand that. When there's no container to support water, it's all over the place, and it will drown you. And saying to men that they should have a 6 o'clock curfew is insanity. I mean, even women were opposed to it because the backlash, the violence that would come out of that in the long term would devastate women. Yeah, SW, they fall for shiny toys, SW, no question. No question.
It's almost fun, see, because they always fall for the dude that's tall, dark, and handsome, thick head, know how to talk to women. He easily to manipulate these women.
Yeah. With the,
they all fall for that same dude.
Yep. And a lot of times, sometimes those guys don't have anything else to offer, so it's easier for the women to feel like they can control that guy.
But them women weren't controlling Derrick Jackson in this situation. He looked like he had total control of that whole situation. You know what you're doing. If you can talk to women, you got to give the gas. You pretty much know how the game goes.
That's the point. So is Derrick Jackson a con man? So that's the problem then. If they cannot see a con man, that's the problem.
Yep, a wolf and she's clothing. That's exactly what they do.
Right.
My question is, why is he still out on the street? That goes back to that last show me and you just recently had.
What?
About the Kirk Fury.
Oh, right.
He needs to make up his mind what he want to do, but he don't need to get all the put in the whole situation where the rest of us can't help get married. You see what I'm saying? That's wrong for me as a man.
Hey, there are a lot of preachers in church, even in the Catholic Church. They're having sex with boys. They're having sex with someone else's wife. They're married and having sex with someone else. And people still support them. So you have to start to ask, why is it so easy to exploit people? See, these are the questions that we're not asking. Why do people allow themselves to be exploited? And so the question no one wants to ask is, if we all understand, so we all have mothers, and we all understand that there's a nature that women have, and we understand that women are easily exploited. So how many of our mothers were exploited? And if you were raised by a single mother, how could she teach you how to never be exploited if she was being exploited herself? That's the question. I'm going to take a call from area code 647. 647, you're live and on the air with Street Talk. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Ted? This is Patrick. Calling
Patrick.
In from Toronto. How are you?
Toronto, how you feeling, man? Thanks for calling. Across the border, our neighbor. Where are you from originally, Patrick?
New York.
Okay, you're a New Yorker. All right.
I've been here for a little while. Actually, I'll be moving back to the States this year. So.
You coming back to New York?
No. Coming south. no, New York, man. Staying far away from there.
You know, I live in the country across the river. You know which one that is, right?
Yep. I know exactly which one that is. And you know what? Yeah. But your question about now, I'm not sure. I don't know about. I think I've heard the name Derrick Jackson before, but I've never watched any of his content or anything like that.
Okay.
But it's interesting you're talking about female nature and how easily they're exploited. I don't know if it's something that came out about him. I don't think there's anything about. I mean, if he had a hustle going on and he had something where he was making money and getting notoriety off of what he was doing, then I'm not going to hate him. I'm just going to call him that he was trying to run a business. And unfortunately, probably the bit in the business he was running, he can't get caught doing certain things, right? So he got caught. I mean, I he slipped up, you know? And that's just what that is. I don't see there are a few different ways that this can be taken. If he did have a huge following from women, then they can take it where this proves that men aren't this, that, and the other because they put so much faith in him and probably what he said, maybe.
Right.
And this is what I'm picking up just from your conversation. You know, or they can just open themselves up for the next guy because there's going to be another one that comes out and I'm sure there are others, right, who are
right.
doing the same thing. They'll just step into his place. And they'll say, hey, I'm not like him. I would never do that, blah, 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 women. I'm for you and blah, 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 and do all of this clit tickling. And then they'll just go with that one, right? They'll just go on to the next one. So we'll have to do, I mean, I guess
Patrick,
we'll see. But
Patrick, they could also say he was only human, which is what you hear a lot. Well, he just slipped up and he's only human. He learned from his mistakes. If he plays it, I didn't Steve Harvey do something like that? He just said, you know, I learned a lot and I learned it. That's what Steve Harvey does. He does like the confession group.
Yeah, I mean, that's also definitely another possibility right there that he just comes out, sheds the tear, you know how it does a little Van Jones tear thing, talking and say he'll never do it again. And,
right.
And somehow, you know, backdoor justify it, you know. Then they can just start saying, oh, we forgive you, blah, blah, blah. Because
exactly.
They build these fantasies. They build fantasies in their heads about this stuff. So they're exactly, I'm sure, if he has a large following and they're listening to him, that he's that he's a fantasy for them.
Right.
For those women. He's a fantasy. And so they got to have that fantasy, right? And if he apologizes, maybe he can repair that fantasy image in their heads, right?
Well, think about the amount of churches where the pastor gets caught. He's married. He's sleeping with some other women in the church or even boys, right? And it turns out he's gay. And he apologizes and said, you know, I the flesh got me and I confessed and God will forgive me and people keep going.
Yeah. It's amazing that they don't draw any lines between what people get caught doing and the rest of what they said before then. Right? Because they don't go back and just start questioning. A lot of people don't go back and start questioning, well, if he lied about this and he was doing this dirty deed, exactly what else was he lying about? And now it brings, you know, a lot of other things that were said into question. Or it should, you would figure, right?
Right.
So now I'm sure there's a lot of women that don't know what to do. They're in limbo. They're probably like, I don't know. I don't know what to do, you know, until he comes out and says something, you know. So I've never, like I said, to be fair to him, I've never seen his video. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before in my life, but, you know. So you have him, and then on the other hand, you have somebody like Kevin Samuels, who I have seen a few of his videos,
right.
His video clips. And, you know, on the other hand, you have that, so I'm sure that's probably going to be a topic for Kevin sometime soon. And they're just going to flip out, this, women are just gonna play.
This is hot off the press. I mean, so there's a rumor that he actually got his side chick pregnant some time ago and had her get an abortion. Someone called someone and said, look, I have some inside information about Sarah Jackson. She's got a side chick, got her pregnant, but no one could confirm it, right? So, and for you, I understand, you don't know him personally. I mean, you haven't watched his videos, but he's a guy who says, hey, even if a woman is a single mother, she's surprised and men should do everything they can to get her. Men should taste, all the things. You're the prize. Men should never cheat. I think he's even said things like men don't cheat or black men don't cheat, something like that. I mean, he's just said so many things that kind of mind-boggling.
There's a lot of noise in the background. So
I was going to say, Kendrick, is that you? You have a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, yeah, Steve, back here.
Go on mute, man. You didn't know that. We could hear you. All right, perfect. Thanks. So he said so many things as like a champion for women and how men need to step up and do better by women and great guys don't cheat. I mean, he's just said so many things that it's just kind of mind-boggling. But
look at it this way. That was his business. That was how he was making some money and getting notoriety. That's how I look at it.
And he was very, very, very successful at it. Very successful.
Yes.
He was
so
very
I don't
good.
Get mad at him for running his business. I mean, if these women fall for it, then okay, but he's running his business now. Is it going to hurt women? Yes. Because these delusional women will be delusional from, let's say she's 35. She'll be delusional until she's 50, until she probably realizes, like, uh-oh, it's over. You know what I mean? Like, it's really insidious for women who are younger because they only have so much time. If you're over 45 and you're listening to this guy, I mean, God bless. I mean, live out the rest of your life with this man. I mean, yeah, yeah, but if you're 25 and you're fertile and you want to have a family, not just children, but you want to have a family, then it's really bad listening to a guy like this because he's not going to tell you the truth and you're going to waste time until those eggs are spoiled and then it's over.
Go on. Then you run out. You run out of them. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone. There's no more eggs. And there's nothing you can do. And at that point, it's over. You just wasted your prime years to reproduce because somebody was feeding you a bunch of bull and you were eating it. And now you're 40. You're 42, and it's over.
Well, and see, that's part of what I want to get at, right? So the question for this show is, have women learned anything from Derrick Jackson? So you laid it out so perfectly. So if you are a 25-year-old woman and you've been listening to Derrick Jackson or even a Steve Harvey's or whoever else is saying, oh, women can do no wrong and, men need to step up. And these guys, can you now see that there are so many men who have just made it, they've made a good business out of it, and they exploited your gullibleness, and you had no problem being exploited. But now can you see you were being exploited? And it's, in the beginning of the show, I said, women would rather choose what feels good over what is good. Like, instead of doing what's good, they rather do what feels good.
Yeah, and to an extent, that's a lot of people, right? That's even men these days, lot of times. So you have these young women, and they're listening to them, and it's just really sad, and it's really a shame because you're affecting their lives. Like, this is not a victimless crime. These women are listening to him, and they're ruining their chances for having something that they wanted, right?
Right. So it, let's say you and I will speak to a woman and say, hey, here are the things that we want from you. And she says, well, I listened to Derek Jackson or Steve Harvey, and they said this is what I should be doing. And she'll tell you and I, we don't know what we're talking about. And then she's 42 years old, and she's looking for us and saying, oh, now I understand. But this is like permanent damage, though.
Yeah, it's over. It's over as far as that part. It's not, her life is not over, obviously.
Correct.
And she can still go ahead and meet somebody and have a fulfilling relationship, and that's still possible. But the whole, I want to have a family and have, you know, a biological children, you know, the kind of thing, that's over.
Well,
that's over.
And the guy who she really wanted now may be out of her reach, because she was listening to the wrong guy.
Exactly. But now she has to make a choice. She has to make a concession to maybe go a little older with somebody who already has children and doesn't want any more, kind of thing. I mean, there's options there.
But what
I'm saying is that, you know, you're going to have to, now you're going to have to move differently. And the pandering is what I don't – any confident, mature adult should be insulted when somebody tries to pander them. And that's
right.
With anybody, really. You should be insulted. I mean, if I don't know you and I call you, hey, Ted, you know, you're the best – in the world, man, you're the best. And I'm just pouring it out there. You should be like, man, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what do you want? Like, you be skeptical of me, because you can feel that I'm just pandering to you. I'm just trying to tell you what you want here because I want something. I'm looking for something, right, from you. You'd be insulted.
Right.
As would I, as would most people. But for some reason, there's so many women these days are pandered to by politicians, and the politicians, oh, the women are the greatest, and this, and they're just sitting there smiling, and instead of being insulted, like, I'm an intelligent person, don't pander to me, right? Like, don't do that to me. Don't insult my intelligence. But far too many, I see them on TV, you know, I've seen them in the past on TV just soaking it up. Oh, this Women's Month and blah, 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 and men do all this clit tickling, and they're just lapping it all up. And I'm saying, aren't you insulted? They're lying to you and treating you like a child because they want something from you, whether it's politicians, whether it's anybody. And it's amazing to me that so many, I mean, supposedly mature, intelligent adults are just sitting there smiling and lapping it all up, and I say, wow, it's amazing, man, just to see.
That's so well said. Let me read this super chat. Red Pill, thank you for the support. If you guys haven't seen the show I did with Red Pill Rican and The Fix for New York, you may know him as Cash. We did that Thursday, so you guys have to check that out. I did an Instagram Live, but it's on YouTube also. I think Red Pill, if you're not following him, check him out. What he said. He said, you know, they'll make excuses for that bozo. They always find some cop out. Just saying what's up before the workout. Keep spreading the truth. Thanks for the support, Red Pill. Hey, Patrick, what you're talking about is really a big part of this concern, right? So that what you're describing is someone who can be easily exploited. So you said, why wouldn't you be insulted? Like, why wouldn't a person know that you're pandering to them? And then they turn around and say, don't pander to me. I need you to be honest and straight, because it's not in my best interest for you to pander to me. But instead of saying that or something like that, or at least thinking that, they allow themselves to be exploited. And the better that person makes them feel, you know, it's almost like the panderer becomes a drug pusher. And the person being pandered to is like a drug addict, and they can't get enough. They're looking for another hit of make me feel good, and they just keep getting exploited like a drug addict.
And yes, I mean, it's really, really unfortunate, and it's sad to see. Because I know when somebody tries to pander to me, I instantly get insulted with a hair, you know. I'm like, yo, what's going on, right? Like, what do you want, right? Like, don't do that. Don't do that to me. Just tell me what it is you want, right? Tell me what you want. What is it?
Right?
So it's just to sit there and look at it, you know, it's so uncomfortable, you know? It's just like, wow, like, really? Oh, you women are the greatest, and you're the businessman, and black women are the backbone of the, you're so strong, which is really an insult. Because what they don't, especially black women, I don't know why they don't see this. White women are the finessers. I will give it to white women. They finesse better than men do. They're big time finessers, and they're just finessing black women all the time. I don't know if you've seen it, and it's like, wow.
You're the black
strong, and they know the words that will make these women. Oh, you're just a black strong queen, and oh, this and that, and they're strong. And I had to explain to a woman one time. I said, look, when people call you strong, that's not necessarily, as a woman, that's not necessarily a great thing, because that's not, they don't mean it how you think they mean it. I said, so what's happening is you have, let's say, as an example, a young man grows up in a single parent household. The mom, to her credit, has to do everything.
Right.
So she has to tap into her masculine side. So she's got to spank them and be the disciplinarian and go out and work and this and that and the other. This kid is, you know, she find out this kid is good at basketball or football, you know. Kid grows up, gets taller, gets scholarships, goes to D1 school. Now, when he's at that D1 university, is when he's looking to date women, is he looking to date the young ladies that are on the campus? Is he looking like somebody, is he looking for somebody like his mom? Absolutely not. Because she's more masculine. That's not what he's looking for. He's looking for somebody more feminine, softer. He's not looking for this strong, you know, woman. He's looking for, and what happens when he goes into the, you know, the NBA or NFL? He's looking at Becky because she has put herself as the one that's most feminine and the one that's to be taken care of. Right? She's not the strong one because he doesn't need to take care of her. She does everything herself. She, you know, she's lost. She's far away from her femininity. Let's put it that way. He's looking for the other one. So those women who are feminine, mainly as white women, they know this. They know this. So that's why they put themselves out as the ones, the real feminine, soft, whatever. And then when they look at the black woman, they say, oh, but you're so strong, like they're a gorilla or something. Like, you're so strong. Oh, you're just a strong black woman, yeah. But she never refers to herself as strong.
A lot of them, especially the ones that have looks. She goes home to her husband. Keep going.
Exactly. That's what's happening. She's going home to her husband, and she's being well taken care of. She's got Louis and Gucci and everything because her husband is taking care of her, and she's getting, as she gets older, she gets the facelift and everything to try to keep those looks, to try to be feminine so she can keep her value high, right? And that's what goes on. So I try to tell black women, don't fall for this stuff. This is not a compliment when people are saying this about you. It's not a compliment.
Hey, So I have a few things to say to you. Let me tell you, I've done a lot of CEO roundtables for middle market companies, and I always invited retired CEOs of Fortune 500. So when I first started getting to know these retired CEOs, one of the things I did was like, hey man, you know why I'm asking you to, you know, work with me on this, and you know, you're this. I complimented and acknowledged, and I got like a stone, almost like a stone wall, no pushback, but it had zero impact on him. Like, he didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to hear me pandering. And I only had to learn that lesson once. And I never did that to him or any other CEO. I just went straight into what I needed from him, find out what he wanted to get out of it. I had great relationships because of that. So I'm naming these kind of guys because you could say, you know, they're at the top of the food chain, and professionally speaking, you know, these are the guys who make millions of dollars a year, not counting their bonus and stock options. So I did a show a couple of years ago, and because I asked women, what do you think men want? And they said, oh, all we have to do is stroke your ego and laugh at your jokes. And I said, wow, it's like you have no clue what men want. But so just think about that. That's what women believe. Lots of women, and I've heard lots of women say this. They believe all you have to do is be agreeable in a sense of laugh at your jokes and tell you how great you are. And that's she's going to finesse you. So perhaps that's more of a projection, because that's actually what she needs from the guy. And she's attempting to give to a man what she wants from him. You follow me on that?
Yeah, I'm following you, Ted. I agree.
They're telling on themselves by what they offered to a man is the shallow part of what they want out of a relationship. And if it, me as a guy, it's like what you were just saying. If you're coming to me and all you're doing is trying to just tell me how great I am, but you know, and this is where you see the other side of reality, where you start talking to her about something that she's not familiar with, and she gets a little defensive, like, oh, you're trying to say I'm stupid because I don't know this. It's like, I don't know what you know, right? So we're having a conversation, and that's it. So then you get the whole confrontation and debate. But what I'm getting at is that there are a lot of women who believe they can finesse a man just by thinking stroking his ego is the answer. And as you said, Patrick, a lot of guys do fall for that. That's a problem also. So I go ahead. Were you going to say something? You or Kendrick, say something to that?
I agree. I mean, there are guys who fall for it. I mean, these guys are going online paying to watch these women prance around, and from what I understand. And it's like, really? Like, really, dude? Like, you're paying? And they're just simping over these women because these women have next to nothing on and blah, blah. And I'm like, man, you know what the problem is, Ted, with those guys? A lot of the guys, not all of them, some of them haven't really worked on themselves, but a lot of the guys, they don't know what they're really worth. They don't know their worth. They don't know their worth. There's some of these young guys. I'm talking young, some of these young athletes, because my son's an athlete. Some of these young athletes, they have no idea how much they're worth in the dating marketplace. I'm like, dude, just 6'3", muscular dude, you know, athletic, good-looking guy, and you're drooling over women and running after them. And they're leading you around by your nose. Really?
So,
really?
So do you know that you're actually opening a door to something I wanted to address? And that is, were you raised by both parents or single mother?
Yes. Both parents.
Wait, you're both parents. Okay.
Yeah.
if any guy has been raised by a single mother and you want to join in on this conversation, whether YouTube or you want to come in on Blog Talk, the phone number is 323-642-1387. That's 323-642-1387. So here's my concern, Patrick. There are too many women who are easily exploitable. And if you're raised by a woman who can be easily exploited because a man panders, and she's now a single mother because some guy pandered to her, got her pregnant, and either she didn't want him anymore because he stopped pandering, or it didn't work out, or he just walked away because he didn't want the child. Whatever the reason, you're now being raised by a woman who can be exploited easily, which means she can't teach you how to not be exploited. Like, she can't teach you how to distinguish what's actually happening in the world and the kinds of people there are. So she can't give you the kind of education you need to be able to deal with people, especially women who, as you were saying, you know, being led by the nose, and this guy SW said women don't have to finesse men. All they have to do is put on the right clothing, and dudes will come catering. So if your mother can't give you the education, you're kind of put out there with blinders. You're basically blind. And so whether it's tight clothing or a woman pandering, you can be exploited because you had a mother who could be exploited, and she couldn't teach you how to do anything else except be exploited.
I think that's a really, really good point. How do you keep from being – you have nobody there to tell you what you're really worth.
Right.
And how not to be exploited. Because if you're, like I said, if you're like one of these young guys, man, where you're in school, you're in university, so you're getting an education and blah, 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 or you have an education or you're playing sports or whatever, they don't even realize that they're the prize. They don't realize the numbers. They don't realize the advantage that they have. They should be turning away. I mean, if a woman doesn't step up in the first conversation, they should turn around and walk away. I don't care what they look like. That's how much confidence and awareness they should have about how much value they have. They should turn away. They should get the best. They should be looking for the best of the best. I mean, you almost need to be putting out
no.
Job application on LinkedIn. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
And because the numbers are on their side, and if they're doing the right things and they think that they're on their way to becoming someone, and they're, man, wow. And so you also have even older guys who have no idea. They go simping after these women, and it's like, dude, you have no idea. She should be chasing you. You don't even realize that she has no good options. She's starting to get in that age where she has no good options. You should not be chasing her.
Exactly.
She's wasted all those years. She doesn't have any good options. You should not be chasing her. She should be coming to you.
You know,
because
someone,
you're making money.
Right.
You have a home. You have a car. You're making money, you know, in your job or your career. You're starting to move up. You're starting to come into yourself because you're in your 30s or getting into your 40s, and you're starting to hit your stride a little bit, right? You should not be chasing any woman. You should be hitting the gym, keeping yourself up. You should be doing what you need to do for you. And then if you go for the best, you'll get it. You'll get better than you would have otherwise, that's for sure.
No question. Well, and listen, I understand education gives you lots of information about specific subjects, and you become an a subject matter expert, whether it's engineering or accounting or even psychology. But one of the things is college doesn't really stop you from being exploited. So, and to your point, you have this education, you have this great job. And look, just for the record, there are guys who live downtown and they work on Wall Street and they live in those high rises downtown. A lot of them don't even have cars, except they make a healthy six figure and they have no reason to be chasing a woman. But women don't know what to look for in a man is the problem. But the other problem is guys are not being educated on how to take care of themselves and ensure, or I'm going to use the wrong word, but force women to respect and value them, so they never learn how to not be exploited. They've only learned that being exploited is okay. And maybe they're trying to get something. And that's maybe where the problem, guys think, well, if I have sex with her, I got something out of it. In the meantime, you're being completely exploited. And you end up marrying a woman who exploits you even more and divorced.
Absolutely. Give me your thoughts on what is it about working out that seems to make the difference? Now, I work out. There's something aside from just the physical aspect of it. There's something, I don't know whether it's confidence or what. When you're in a room full of people, and I'm not talking about a big muscle bound guy. I'm not talking about that. But you're in a room full of people, and you know people are talking or whatever, and there's one guy who clearly is working out, right? or a woman who is clearly working out, keeping herself in shape. There's a different aura about, you think differently when you see the person, even before you know anything about them. There's something that comes, okay, that person has some discipline, or that person has some kind of something, right? And I wanted to get your take on it, because I see it all the time. And there's something about taking care of yourself and your body seems to change things a little bit.
It definitely exudes self-care. There's no way around that. So I care enough about myself that I know I get one body and I take care of it. But there are some other things, and I'm going to say some things that I can't prove, but some things that I can. So, you know, there's dopamine and there are endorphins. There are all kinds of things that your body produces, and these are good biochemicals that support your health, right? They support your mental state of mind, and they're all good for you. And when you walk around in that great state of mind because you've secreted these biochemicals, that affects the way you present yourself to the world. And you have to be honest, right? When you walk into a room, you see how people respond to you. So that all that does is reinforce the good feeling that you had already, and so people pick that up. What I wonder, this is what I cannot prove. I wonder, as you are secreting those biochemicals in your body, if our human beings, if our noses don't pick them up and have a positive response to it, like whether it's like I want some of that, or it creates an attraction and appeal, or makes people around you feel good, like they want some of that. But I work out 5-6 days a week. I've been training since I was 11. There hasn't been a year that went by. I competed in different sports. So I understand. And I've had, even in the past couple of years, I've had people still walk up to me and ask me if I was a retired athlete, football player, boxer, soccer. You know, I get all those. So I understand what you're saying. and there's a certain reverence that people have for you. So maybe the other part is, you know, we live in a world where there's a certain amount of respect for professional athletes and a kind of discipline and commitment. You know, there's a level of commitment that comes with that. Maybe people respect all those things. I don't know if I answered your question, but have I?
Absolutely you did. Absolutely you did. Those are some great points. But I just, you know, I just wondered from a confidence thing. But back to your subject of your show. Go ahead.
One more thing. You know, you make your body strong. It affects your posture, right? Your muscles, your core is strong, so you're not slouched over, you know, like someone who just sits on the couch all the time. And I'm not criticizing anyone. But if anything, just hear what Patrick and I are talking about, that keeping your body physically fit impacts the way the world sees you. You don't have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger strong, but just being, keeping your body toned and firm and strong, and there's a certain muscle tone, that strength that you have to your body that supports the endurance of going through the day. And just, you know, I'll throw this one in there, Patrick. And if you are going to lay a woman down, it's to your benefit, right? So if you're physically fit and she's going to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a big benefit. Like I said, back to your point of the point of the show about this guy who did this, it's going to be very interesting to see this guy's response. I probably will hear about it from somebody maybe, but it's going to be very interesting to hear what is his response and what is going to be the response of his audience to him when he gives that response.
Well, I'm going to throw something else in there that I wonder about this, right? And this is, I can't support what I'm about to say. Derrick Jackson has been very popular. I was even reluctant to do a show on him. You know, if you've listened to any of my other shows, I'm not known for doing shows about celebrities or people who are well known. I've never done a show on Kevin Samuels. I've acknowledged him for something. So I was reluctant, except I think this opens up a bigger point, right, about being exploited and your mother teaching you to be exploited. What will women learn from it? Except that there's another perspective, and, you know, maybe I'm just paranoid. Kevin Samuels has been like this shining star, and Derrick Jackson, as you said, you've never seen his videos. You're not really familiar with him. And I'm just wondering if Derrick Jackson, who's been the shining star, if he felt like his star fizzled out, and the only way to get back in the spotlight was to create this kind of publicity. See, when it comes to publicity, any publicity is good publicity, even negative publicity. So if you get people talking about you again, it's okay to take the hit. And it's how do you dance with the world with this negative publicity and defend yourself? Now you're getting free PR. So I wonder if this is like an attempt for him to get out of oblivion and get back in the spotlight, since Kevin Samuels seems to have it.
Yeah, and I think it may be a PR stunt. It may be a PR stunt. I didn't even think about that. That's definitely possible.
Yeah, I cannot prove that. But let's say it is, and it gets him back in a spotlight. Bang, you know, if you go on YouTube right now and put Derrick Jackson exploited or caught, whatever it is, you're going to see so many people have done videos on him, like, in the past 24 hours, 48 hours at the most. So he's now back in the YouTube algorithm, Google algorithm. So he wins. I mean, he wins. At the same time, the bigger point that we're discussing here is that women have allowed themselves to be exploited by this guy and many others who have told them, you can do no wrong and do whatever you want to do, and men should accept that from you. And that's kind of the environment we have in the U.S., and it makes it very difficult for men to have relationships. I mean, let's look at the facts. Marriages, this is across races, are at all-time low in the United States. They first started recording them in 1865, and this is the lowest they've ever been since they first started recording the number of marriages. So men are sending women a huge message. You have red pill, black pill, MGTOW, IDMO. You have, you know, incels. All these men are telling women, what you're doing, we don't find desirable, attractive, interesting. If you think you're going to outman us and outbe more masculine, all these things men are saying, except you have guys like Derrick Jackson, even Steve Harvey telling women to think like a man. Men are saying no to that. And women are allowing themselves to be exploited. And as you were saying in the beginning, they're giving up their prime years to listening to men tell them to do the most inappropriate or wrong things. And these women will never get that time back. Like, they hit 42, they hit 50, it's done. And I know they're going to say Janet Jackson had a baby at 50, maybe I can. But that's just being exploited for something else. So I think that's the bigger picture, is like, is this a learning opportunity for women to see that listening to men who just tell you things to make you feel good, who pander to you, is not in your best interest if you want what's good in your life? And I'm going to shut up from there.
No, I think that's a good point, Ted. So I'm about to go. Great show. I'll keep listening. Offline, though. But great show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Patrick.
Yes.
So there were a couple other things that I think people liked that we were discussing. What do you think? And someone said it was a great point, and we were talking about how women can be, or people, it's almost like they're addicted to someone telling them to feel good. Like, so we only think of addictions in terms of alcohol and substance abuse, or even pharmaceutical drugs. Well, we don't think of addictions in terms of mindset or behavior, right? So is it possible that a woman is addicted to someone pandering to him, to her? And think about it, right? So if you do heroin, it might make you feel good, except it's hurting you. And so a woman who allows herself to be exploited by a panderer, it might make her feel good, except she's going to lose time that she'll never get back. And she will end up squandering, you know, valuable youthful years of her life. So it's almost like she's an addict. It's like the same outcome as an addict. Drug addict or alcohol.
Yeah, and you're right. The great Dr. Amos Wilson, rest in peace, said that we should not use good feelings as our only measure, you know, for making a decision or making a determination.
Right.
That there are other things that we must look at, right? But like you said, you know, if we just go by what makes us feel good, then we can get all kinds of, you know, we can stay on alcohol and drugs and everything, right? That's not the only determinant. And so that's what they're telling people these days is a lie, even as young children, about how they're all special and blah, 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 and this and that. Listen, and they get it from even back then, right? Everybody gets a trophy,
right.
Blah, 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 right? You're everybody's special and this and that. As a young person, you know, here's the good news. And it may not sound like a good news, but here's the good news. The good news is you're not great yet. Like, you're not great and you're not super awesome yet. You're a young person. You're still figuring it out, right? But with work, you can be better than you ever thought you could be. That's the good news on all of this, especially as a young person. You can be better than even you thought you could be.
Exactly.
If you realize that you're not there yet, and that you're still rough around the edges, you're still not there yet. But man, if you keep working, what you're gonna be is gonna be incredible. Not that you're awesome, you're not awesome yet. You're too young. You're not there yet. But you if you work on yourself, you could definitely be on your way. Right? I think that's the message that we should be giving people, so that they don't get hyped up off of all this "I'm so awesome" stuff, you know?
Right, right.
Especially women with the "I'm so awesome." Oh, girl, we all dated women, right, or even been married to them, where they're talking to their friends, and you hear them on the phone, and boy, they're just talking their friends up. And what happens when they get off the phone? Then they say what the person really is, right? Oh my goodness, she's just sleeping around with everybody. But when your girlfriend, when she's on the phone with her, she's like, "Oh girl, you just misunderstood, and then people don't know how awesome you are." You know, we're just sitting there listening, like, "What? What? Like, she's a horrible person. Why are you telling her that?" Right? Like, so I think all men have been in that situation where we've overheard some of those conversations, and in our head we're like, "What? what are you talking about?" Like, right? We may not say anything, but we're like, "Damn! Like, why are you lying to us?" So even women lie to each other so much. They lie to each other so much, and it's incredible. It's incredible. Oh, girl, you look okay when you were young, and they going out to the club. Oh, girl, you look okay. She's got meat. She's got tight outfit and meat hanging out everywhere. She's got meat spilling out all over the place. And, oh, girl, you look good. Now, she knows that girl does not look good. And all of them know that this girl looks a mess going out to the club. But they will never tell her. To me, that's devious.
That is such an excellent point, man. And so that's another example of someone who's easily exploited, they can't help you to stop being exploited. All they can do is help you be exploited more.
and women pander to each other. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's just amazing to sit there and look. Even the women that, man, have you ever seen a woman who, I mean, she's really good looking and she has her friends? And she's just really bigging up this one friend. But it's like she knows that she's good looking. She knows she can dress. And
right.
She knows her friend can't. But she won't tell her and help her. She'll just keep, "Oh, girl, you look good," and blah, blah, blah. She won't tell her. I'm telling you, man, it's really devious, some of the stuff. At least dudes would be like, "Dude, that shirt kind of tight. Yo, you need to go put on another shirt, dude." Like, we'll tell each other. We'll be honest with each other, right? Like, dude, that's a colorful shirt. Like, you got something in it. Damn, that shirt colorful. Like, we'll do that to each other because we can be honest, more honest with each other. And then if you tell me I got on a super colorful shirt, I'll be like, damn, Ted. Hold on, man. Let me go change my shirt. Let me go change it.
Give me a pair of sunglasses, man. That shirt is bright as hell, man. I can't see anything.
Right. But we can be honest with each other, and we'll like, "Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, this shirt is kind of colorful. Let me go change." Like or we'll say, "Oh, I don't care if it's colorful, you know." But you'd be like, "All right, I'm just telling you," right? So, but women, have you noticed, women can't do that with each other. They can't. They got to pander. They gotta say, "No, girl, you look good. You know, good. You look good." It's to sit back and watch it after over all these years, it's just still amazing. I was like, "Isn't that your friend?"
Wow.
Wow. Haven't you guys been friends for like many, many years? Why would you do that to her?
That's actually troubling when you really think about it. You're making some great points with this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we've all seen it to a certain extent. We've heard the phone calls. We've heard them on the phone with their friends. We've heard this and that. And we hear these things and like, wow. Isn't that your friend? Aren't you supposed to tell your friends the truth?
So, wow. So I talked about a mother raising you and not stop being able to stop you from being exploited. One, if you're in a relationship with a woman, one of the things is you need her extra set of eyes and ears to support you in the world, right? So if you're dealing with conflict at work or with something else, and she just says, oh, you'll be fine, and doesn't give you input to make you a better man, she's not really helping you. And she just says, oh, that's fine, and she's not really looking out for you. So that's a problem, too. So she'll let you get exploited. Yeah, that's a problem. Definitely a problem. So, anyway, I think I lost you, Patrick. Kendrick, you still there?
Yes, right here.
Any thoughts? And I want to hear your thoughts and just go on. I'm going to step away for a second, but I can still hear you. I mean, you're ready to close out. Any thoughts, final thoughts on what we're saying?
All I can say to these men and these women, to all who listening to you, when you make your bed hard, you got to lay in it.
Absolutely.
And to another thing that I was raised up, and I take it all the way to my grave. A hard head make a soft butt every time to you. I live by that. I really do. And something got to give. Because where we at right now, you know, a lot of dudes just saying to hell with America, and they just, even in the middle of this pandemic situation, they going overseas looking for wives. Not hookers, not prostitutes, not no thot, no none of that. They going over looking for traditional women. I want to be able to pair bond with my spouse. Not just have somebody just to lay up with. Your words, Patrick. Oh, I guess it's still on me then. This bad for us. I don't know what to tell these folks. But I'm working on my soul. That's what I'm worried about. I won't say nothing less than what I think that what I should be messing with today. They even make a rest of show and believe it. Let me see something right there. That is W. Lando 100. Yeah, that's true, Lando. Oh, I see you down there. I see little PJ too. Men need to know that and accept the truth. Too many know, but are still in denial. Not me, SW. Not me. I know my word, and I know I ain't accepting no anything and everything.
Absolutely, man. No question.
And a lot of these dudes just don't know their worth to it. But I know, I contribute to society, men building society. So I know what my worth is, especially if these lights go out, if and when that should happen.
So
I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm good to you.
So maybe men really need to thank Derrick Jackson. So Derrick Jackson did a great thing. He created a great business. He proved that you can make a great living by pandering to women, telling them exactly what they want to hear. And hey, man, that's business. You know, you have to understand your target market and understand how to market to them, how to get them to buy, so that you can have a successful, thriving business. And he's done that hands down, and there's nothing you can say, nothing you can criticize him for doing that. We also need to thank him for getting caught. Because some women...
Oh, yeah,
because...
Go ahead, T.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, we need to thank him for getting caught because what's done in the dog tag is going to always come to the light. The
right.
question we need to be asking is how long had this stuff been going on with that dude?
Right, right. So some women are going to wake up and say, oh, my God, we got caught out there, right? So, and for the women who don't, men now have a reference point. Look, I can pander to you like Derek Jackson, but I think you'd rather me be honest with you, even if you don't like it, as opposed to me lying to you and then cheating like this cat did. He proved he can tell you whatever you want to hear and then still be having a side chick and bringing the side chick home to have sex in the same bed he sleeps in with his wife. So we need to thank Derek Jackson for creating a great business, pandering to women, having women believe in Chaos View, Steve Harvey also, same thing, and showing that a woman will be much better off if a man is honest with you and straight with you. And that way it puts guys in a better position to be able to contain the nature of women. And the nature of women, it is like water to be contained. Women don't want to just be out here just doing their own thing. Otherwise, they would have left decades ago and created their own society. The fact that they didn't, they're still driving in cars invented by men on roads built up by men and driving across bridges. And when they want to complain about a man on the phone, they get one of these things called a cell phone that men created. All these things they may say they don't like, except they enjoy all the luxuries that men and conveniences that men have created for them. So we should be really happy for Derek Jackson and his business and his folly that, as you said, Kendrick, the truth came to light. And for those guys who see, women who like being lied to, start to look at them as no different than an alcoholic or drug addict. They just chose a different drug, a lie, and they feel good. And they'd rather consume or get a vein. They'd rather take the lie because it makes them feel good, because honesty means they have to be responsible. So those are ways that you as a man can distinguish who's for play and who's for real, if for real is even important to you. Kendrick, you going to say something?
Yes, sir. But here's the thing, though, Ted, like what you just said. They want a man to lie to them and all that, but they want a certain type of dude to lie to them. But as always, like the book said, though, Ted, we at a point now, man, where people read, but they don't rather believe a lie than believe the truth. They done made right wrong and wrong right, Ted. That's conflicting with me. You know what I'm saying? As a dude that's trying to be admirable and honest, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's no conflict. Just look at her as like a drug addict and treat her as that. You don't want to be in a relationship with a drug addict. Just look at her as the same way. That's what I'm saying. It's not a conflict. It's good for you to know that.
For somebody... You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, but I'm talking about somebody in my position trying to walk that spiritual path. Ain't good for somebody like me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad that he exposing it.
No.
I'm glad she exposed it.
Discard them. You discard them. That's all. You don't worry about them. That you just discard them. You don't care who's the crack addict because you're not interested in her. So an addict is an addict.
Yes, sir. An addict just an addict. You're right, Ted.
Right. So if they're addicted to being lied to or pandered to, then it's the same thing. You just don't want it. Just let it go.
So the question is, what are we going to do with all these leftover people? That's the thing.
Hey.
Now, he mentioned these simps, too. That last caller, he just mentioned them. These dudes don't know they Man, ain't no way in hell, Ted. I'd be spending my last check on the fan to see no hair Nick Brock. I could take that money, invest that money in something else more meaningful. Ain't no way in the world.
Then,
Patrick did say that.
Yeah, my suggestion is you continue doing that. Don't worry about the sense. I understand they're going to corrupt some women. And, yes, hey, look, Lando, this is the thing. This is why men have to develop their minds. You don't notice it. You notice it way before it's too late. This is your job as a man. You have the right to strip her down to find out what's behind it. You remember the Wizard of Oz, and they said, ignore that man behind the curtain. You have the right to pull that curtain away. And when you pull it away, she's going to show you who she really is, especially when she has something to hide. So, Kendrick, I'm going to close this out, man. I think we got it. We discussed a lot. We covered a lot of ground, some stuff I didn't expect. So, and you guys had some great things in the chat. You guys were really going at it. I couldn't even keep up with all of them sometimes.
Yeah, Ted, we needed this discussion this evening. There was a right time discussion, Ted. You know, we appreciate this.
Hey, look, so, yes, there are men worldwide who were catered to women. I understand that. But see, ultimately, our civilization is created by men. See, men have way more power than they realize, and this is the problem. See, we reward, when men start rewarding the men who cater, then it corrupts the entire system. So perhaps the penalties need to come to men also. And that's in the workplace. And I understand it may be harder to know if a man is a simp, but dudes who just cater to women and corrupt the ecosystem of relationships, there has to be penalties for them also. So, hey, Chaos, I'll post it up. I'm probably going to put this up on Patreon, though. So, thanks a lot. Hey, guys, if you haven't already smashed that like button, smash it before you get out of here. And share it, man, because a lot of guys need to hear just another perspective. But for the ladies who like being exploited, they need to hear about it because there are a lot of women who are setting their sons up and daughters to be exploited, and that's in no one's interest. Yet, women are a better tool because that's where men put them. So, you know, this is a responsibility of men. So, hey, look, share this. Listen, if there are guys putting women up on pedestals, let them hear this video. Share it with them. Yet, Richard, you see what I was saying, right? That's just a concern. I can't prove it, Richard, but it is. It's a little fishy, right? Yeah. We'll find out. So, guys, smash that like button if you haven't. Share this video. And if you're not subscribed to me already, smash that bell so that you get all the notifications when I'm putting something out. Since YouTube has taken me out of, they gave me a vacation for a little bit, a week or so. But I'm back now. Thank you on Instagram. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you soon. I'll see you soon. I have some more content coming out. Thanks for joining me. Always appreciate the support. Great super chat. Great comments. Thank you, SW. Kendrick, thanks for joining. Patrick, if you're still there, loved your comments. Always love when you call from across the border, man. stay blocked. Hey, man. Talk to everyone soon. Have a good evening. Take care. Goodbye.
Good evening.
All right.